the way I love you.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. Concerns are mounting about the effect President Trump's tariffs will have on consumer goods when they take effect this week.
Remember, these tariffs are taxes that U.S. importers and companies pay, so some of those costs are being passed on to consumers in the form of higher prices.
ABC's Selena Wang. Already, Procter & Gamble has announced it's raising prices on a quarter of its products. The manhunt is intensifying for the suspect in a shooting that left four people dead in a bar in Montana yesterday.
Police say that 45-year-old Michael Paul Brown lived right nearby the Al Bar where that shooting took place. Authorities say that Brown was an Iraq War veteran. He joined the Army in 2001 and then he deployed to Iraq between 2004 and 2005. He started off as an armor crewman and then he left the service in the rank of sergeant. Well, then he later joined the Montana National Guard. He was there for about 2 years until 2008.
ABC's Melissa Adan. This is ABC News. Often around this time of year, the Capitol building is quiet with lawmakers on their annual August recess. But tonight,
on this vote, the yeas are 50, the nays are 45. The nomination is confirmed.
Republican Senator Bernie Moreno there reading off the final tally, approving the confirmation of former Fox News host Jeanine Pirro as the U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia. The Senate is working late, trying to pass a tranche of President Trump's administration nominees. Cincinnati has increased security with police patrols and armed units after a violent brawl broke out last Saturday. ABC's Morgan Norwood reports.
New video now being investigated by police showed the moments just before and after things got ugly. In one, a woman collapses, bloodied and bruised. Police saying only one person called 911. In all, six people injured, six now charged, four arrested by police. Cincinnati's mayor calling for unity.
I'm Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Green Bay weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy areas of smoke tonight and a low in the upper 50s. Hazy sunshine from the smoke tomorrow, highs within a degree or two of 80. Through the upcoming week, rain chances start to return as heat and humidity begins to build. Currently it's 72 degrees.
C in rap is silent. WGBW.
Cherish is a word I use to describe all the feeling that I have fighting here for you inside. Someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you. Perish is a word that more than a blind to the hope in my heart each time I cherish as much as I do yours. Oh, I'm beginning to think that man has never found the words that could make you want me, that have the right amount of letters, just the right sound that could make you hear, make you see that you are driving me out of my mind. I could say I need you, but then you'd realize that I want you, just like a thousand other guys would say they loved you, with all the rest of their lies, when all they wanted was to touch your face, your hands, and gaze into your eyes. All the feeling that I have writing here for you inside. You don't know how many times I wish that I had told you. You don't know how many times.
cherish me as much as I cherish you.
Same. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I let in love what I thought it was funny. You came along and moved me, honey. I've changed my mind, this love is fine. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. Kisses the baby, feels good. Hold me, baby. Love you like I love the shit. You're fine, so kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine. I chew my nails and I twiddle my thumb. I'm real on earth, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby, it drives me crazy. It's just great balls of fire. Hold me, baby. Well, I'm off to love love you like I love a should. You're fine. So kind. Got to tell this world that you might that you turn the hills and I twiddle my thumb. Real nervous, the bloody show is fun. Come on, baby. Run crazy. It's great, this is great, balls of fire.
Timeless hits. We are like prom and homecoming and Sadie Hawkins and spring break all rolled into one. 97.9 FM WGBW.
My perfect day has sand, salt water, and friends. But my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can take me out of the moment. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, most people saw 90% clearer skin and many were even 100% plaque-free at 4 months. Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin. And that means everything.
Nothing is everything.
Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Who's looking for some free family fun at Fisk Park? It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And National Night Out is on Tuesday, August 5th from 5 till 8 p.m. at Fisk Park. This is a nationwide event held on the first Tuesday of August, which brings residents and local law enforcement and first responders together in a positive and safe setting. There's going to be lawn games, face painting, arts and crafts, concessions, food trucks, and so much more. Get in on the action. Check it out. Go to WGBW.FM and click events.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
WGBW.
thing, I think I love you. But I wanna know for sure. So come on, hold me tight.
Yeah. tell you, it's a zoo around here. What with all the animals?
We gotta get out of this place.
Turtles. Monkeys.
Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
Birds. And the dog. Yeah, even a bullfrog. Yeah, a regular zoo on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
Shirtails. Susie was in pigtails. I knew I loved her.
Tonight, I take a little thing. beauty in the sky. I'll just take your glasses.
97.9 FM.
Now when you're feeling low and the fish won't bite, you need a little bit of soul to put you right.
She was just a walking down the street singing. Single day singing.
Did it.
local news and timeless hits, putting music you like back in your car. And it's free.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Shark. babe has such teeth there, and it shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has old Maggie Heath, babe, and it keeps it out of sight. You know when that shark bites with his teeth, babe, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, wears old Maggie Heath, babe, so there's never, never a trace of red. Now on the sidewalk, ooh, Sunday morning, lies a body just oozing life. And someone sneaking round the corner, could that someone be Mac the Knife? There's a tugboat down by the river, don't you know, where a cement bag just drooping on down. Oh, that cement is just, it's there for the weight, dear. Five will get you 10, old Mackey's back in town. Now did you hear about Louis Miller? He disappeared, babe, after drawing out all his hard-earned cash. And now Maggie Heath spins just like a shell. Could it be our boy's done something rash? Yes, Susie Tawdry, ooh, Miss Lottie Lenya, and Lucy Brown. Oh, the line forms on the right, babe, now that Maggie's back in town. I said Jenny Diver, oh, Susie Tawdry, look out to Miss Lottie Lenya and old Lucy Brown. Yes, that line forms on the right, babe, not that Maggie's back in town. Look out, old Maggie is back.
Talking to myself and feeling old. Sometimes I'd like to quit. Nothing ever seems to fit. Hanging around, nothing to do but frown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. What they used to call the blues. Nothing is really wrong. Feeling like I don't belong. Walking around some kind of lonely clown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. Wind up here with you. Nice to know somebody loves me. Funny, but it seems that it's the only thing to do. Run and find the one who loves me. What I feel is come and gone before. No need to talk it out. We know what it's all about. Hanging around, nothing to do but frown.
it's the only thing to do. Run and find the one who loves me. What I feel has come and gone before. No need to talk it out. We know what it's all about. Hanging around. Nothing to do but frown. Rainy days, Mondays always get me down. Hanging around. Nothing to do but frown. Rainy days, Mondays always get.
'Busky. Democrats are voicing concerns about the Trump administration's next round of tariffs set to take effect this week. Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal says tariffs are already damaging the U.S. economy.
The erratic, disruptive, even destructive way President Trump is imposing these tariffs is going to have a huge economic cost to average Americans.
Growing concerns over famine in Gaza. Caroline Willeman with Doctors Without Borders says desperate people are now looting UN aid trucks.
We see armed gangs as well. What has happened is that somehow the situation has been created of total chaos. And if we don't get large amounts of food in that allow this chaos to reduce a little bit, we will continue to see these scenes that are absolutely devastating every single day.
Meanwhile, thousands took to the streets of Tel Aviv this weekend, pushing for the release of the remaining Israeli hostages. This is ABC News. Cincinnati is stepping up security with police patrols and armed units after a violent brawl broke out last weekend on the city's downtown streets.
Cincinnati Mayor Aftab Pirival says he's working with the Ohio governor to deploy additional resources, including SWAT, to urgently fix what he says is a false perception of a violent and dangerous city. His comments come after the bloody melee unfolding on the streets of downtown Cincinnati last Saturday. In all, 6 people injured, 6 now charged, 4 arrested by police.
ABC's Morgan Norwood, only one person called 911 during the fighting. An earthquake has been reported in northern New Jersey, 10 kilometers below the surface of Hasbrook Heights. It's a small one, registering just 3.0 on the Richter scale, but